You know, what's been interesting to me, like I said, I've been talking to every teacher I encounter, and I just met a retired teacher who, you know, taught for over 30 years. She said by the end of her time teaching, she wasn't giving homework anymore. And she found that when she stopped doing that, she was a fourth grade teacher, that students brought in things that they were interested in. You know, my daughter's really interested in studying languages. And so she would love to spend more time in the evening studying the four languages that she's decided to start studying. And, you know, and she's a big artist. It brings her a lot of joy. She would love more time for that, right? And so it leaves time for kids to do the things that are interesting to them, to play sports or whatever it is. In my encounters with teachers, I've been hard pressed to find someone, a teacher actually, who loves homework. I ran into one recently who, you know, raised concerns about kids learning time management and being on screen time too much. Every other teacher I've met, either they don't offer homework already, or they feel obligated, but they don't really like it. And what has been interesting, and Mr. Cuny can weigh in on this too, is that all of the teachers, when I found out from one teacher that they don't really teach in the credential programs anything about homework. They don't talk about what's effective, what's not, what's too much, you know, what really makes an impact in students' learning. And we're learning a lot now about the learning loss that happened during COVID, and a lot of how you make that up is actually in-person, in-class learning and not extra homework in the evening. And so, you know, teachers, as Mr. Cuny said, did what he experienced growing up, right? Or they did what their mentor teacher did, or what their co-teachers do, or what's just at the back of the manual that they're teaching from that says assign this homework. And so I think that's why we think it's so important to have an intentional conversation around it, because it is a little bit all over the place right now. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of research, important research, that needs to be considered in this, and best practices around homework that need to be a part of the discussion and a part of the policies that we have in our schools. And I don't know if you want to add anything on that.